Coming up on episode number 578, it's time for an all-request Tuesday night show. We've got a lot of requests to catch up on, so this one's going to be a little bit larger than most. As a matter of fact, I've even got a couple double shots, a couple back-to-backs, and you'll see what I mean by those as we get to them. All this, Tina and trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Tuesday night, it is It is May 19th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Again, mostly request. I've got a couple things that I threw in here just because. Great stuff, though, coming up here. Covers by... covers of. The Bee Gees, Patsy Cline, Beyonce, and Styx. And you know what? I was just in Salt Lake City last weekend for the Nerdtacular. Let's go ahead, or actually a couple weekends ago for the Nerdtacular. Let's go ahead and play a little bit from that.
Hey, this is Scott Johnson.
And Randy Deluxe.
And Brian Dunaway.
And Brian Ibbett.
At Nerdtacular 2009, and you're listening to...
Coverville!
There we go. Thanks to Scott Johnson of Extra Life Radio for putting that one together. All right, let's go ahead and get right into the show. A lot of audio requests for this show. And before we even get to the first audio request, I do have an audio comment I want to play regarding the Shiny Toy Guns version of Major Tom. Let's hear from Steve.
Hello, Brian. It's Steve from the Bronx. I figured you've played some of my requests. You've... done a cover story I've requested. We've emailed, we've talked on message boards, we've even Twittered. So I figured now it was time that I put in a phone call to the request line. Just wanted to let you know that I got an email the other day about Amazon.com offering Shiny Toy Guns doing Major Tom for free. I just picked it up this morning, depending on when you're playing this. It's May 11th. I don't know how much longer it's going to be free, but I just picked it up. And I thought it was really great. I thought I should share it with the rest of the listeners. Also, wanted to put out a shameless plug and wish a happy birthday to my son, Jack, who turns one this Thursday. That's May 14th, depending on when you're playing this. But thanks very much for everything. Love the show. It's great. Always gets me through the day. Keep up the good work, and hopefully you will play this. If not for anything else, just for the shameless plug of my son's birthday. All right, Brian, take care. Bye.
Thanks, Steve. I played that Shiny Toy Guns cover of Major Tom back in episode 570 in late April, April 21st. At that time, it was still free to download. Now it has been changed to a paid download. Basically, they were allotted a certain number of free downloads they could do via Amazon, and then as soon as those run out, they made it a paid download. So now it's 99 cents, but it's still an awfully good deal. And so there's that. And happy birthday to your son for last Thursday. Less than a week, so I'm still pretty good. Doing better with that than I did on Mother's Day, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. All right, a request from Paul, which is going to turn into a back-to-back.
Hello, Brian. This is Paul Matke in Elk River, Minnesota. I was just listening to the recent All Requests show, and you were mentioning Nico Case, and it reminded me of a request that I meant to call in and keep forgetting to. Recently, I was listening to the radio, and I heard from the new Nico Case album her cover of Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth, which I knew was a cover, but I didn't realize who it was a cover of. As the announcer came back on and said that it was, in fact, a band called Sparks from 1974. I had previously only known the version that was, now I know, a cover. The 1987 Martin Gore from his Counterfeit EP. But if you could play the original Sparks version as an Originalville, I would very much appreciate it. And I have a whole mess of musically challenged that I just need to cut together and send in, and hopefully you will see those soon. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. All right. Well, he requested the original version of Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth by Sparks. Came from my favorite Sparks album. I'm a big Sparks fan, have been ever since I was little. And my favorite Sparks album is that 1974 album called Propaganda. So, since there's going to be Sparks fans who are not familiar with the Nico Case version, and Nico Case fans who may not be familiar with the Sparks version, that is going to be a back-to-back tonight. Let's go ahead and listen to the Sparks version first, then we'll follow it with the Nico Case version. Here's Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth.
When she's on her best behavior, don't be tempted by the favors. Never turn your back on Mother Earth. Times are gone to be by hands that look so
we'll G'day, Brian. It's Stephen from La Mirada, California. Well, it's official. I can't listen to the radio anymore. We listen to your show at the office, and regular radio just doesn't cut it anymore with all the dynamic music you're playing. Anyway, got a request for my dear wife. Actually, this is in honor of her skills as a mother. That's one of the things I love about her. She's a fantastic mom. So I was thinking of maybe a song for her. Ones that come to mind, Julia, John Lennon, song for his mom. Mother and Child Reunion, Paul Simon, Teach Your Children, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I don't know anything, Brian. Everything you play is good. So I just want to have something that just honors my wife, Teresa, and her wonderful skills as a mom. All right, keep up the great work. I love the show. You are our official station. Bye.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child, calls me, so I sing a song.
Is A Girl Called Eddie from a collection by Mojo called The White Album Recovered, where they covered the entire White Album track by track. Going out to Stephen in La Mirada, California for his wife, Teresa. A great Mother's Day dedication there. Julia, originally done by the Beatles, a song written by John Lennon for his mother. Fantastic, fantastic version there. Before that, you heard a couple different versions of Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. See, basically, here's how it goes. If I would have played just the Nico Case version, obviously Paul would have been disappointed because he wanted to hear the original Sparks. If I would have played the original Sparks version, I know I would have gotten emails from people saying, hey, why didn't you play the Nico Case version? So hopefully that wasn't too redundant for you to hear those two versions. And if it was, you're going to love what I do in the third set today. So that was Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth, first version by Sparks, the original version from their 1974 album Propaganda. And then after that, you heard the Nico Case version from a brand new album called Middle Cyclone. This is a fantastic album. It's got a couple of covers on there, but the whole album is fantastic. Covers and originals. Just love her voice and her her music, her delivery. It's just fantastic. So that is a strong recommendation to pick up that album. I believe it's actually on Amazon right now. It's one of those $5 albums. So for $4.99 or $5 or whatever it is, you can get the entire Nico Case album. There's even a very interesting 20-minute ambient sound section of that album, too. That is, it's good backgroundy kind of stuff. Very cool. Nico Case, and the album is called Middle Cyclone. All right, let me talk really quickly about Bluehost, very, very briefly, because I also want to mention something else. $6.95, it is the website host that I use, that I have used for Coverville ever since the beginning, and I really strongly recommend these guys. I would recommend them even if I wasn't getting any sort of affiliate payment when you sign up using my link. $6.95 a month gets you your domain registry, it gets you unlimited bandwidth, unlimited file storage space, 2,500 POP, IMAP email addresses, all that sort of stuff. And so I highly recommend checking them out, especially if you're a Libsyn person and you notice that their prices recently went up. Here's a great way to kind of take control of your own podcast, your own blog, your own website, videocast, whatever, and put it on Bluehost.com. Check them out. And use the link on the right side of Coverville when you're ready to sign up. All right, a couple things just to kind of pre-let you know about them. I'm going to have more details about this next week. But basically, due to popular demand, we are bringing back the Coverville Archive DVDs. I think it's going to run from June 1st to August 31st. There's a 31st in August, isn't there? Yes, okay. So June 1st to August 31st. And basically it's going to be a donation. You make a donation to Coverville, and if it's over a certain amount, you automatically get a DVD set free. And of course, it's going to be updated to 1 through 600. I'm also going to have a second deal for those who did buy the original set of DVDs and just wants 500, 1 through 600, as well as a Coverville Citizen subscription program, and we'll talk about all that next week. But it'll help offset the costs that have been coming up with Coverville lately, and help you get some good swag, and help me support the program in a way that advertising has not been able to do lately. So we'll talk about that more next week. But just to kind of get the bug in your ear, yes, the DVDs are coming back. Right, let's get to the music. This one isn't as much a request as it's a submission by the performer, or actually I should say from someone at the label. Jamie at Goodwin Entertainment was nice enough to forward this on. It is fantastic. It's a performer named Erica Rose from a brand new album called Pretend I'm Fur, and it's a cover of the Bee Gees' Tragedy. Erica Rose, by the way, is considering recording a track for the upcoming Coverville Spinal Tap cover album. More details about that available at coverville.com/tap. But let's go ahead and get to the song. Here's Tragedy, the Bee Gees' Tragedy, recorded by Erica Rose.
Don't know why it's hard to bear. No.
lost control, you got no soul to stretch today. The morning grass, you don't know why it's hard to pay. No one beside you, you're going nowhere. Night and day is a burning down inside of me. Burning love with the yearning that won't let me be. Down I go, just can't take it all alone. Really should be
Brian, this is Tony Collin from Hollywood, California. I'm calling to request a cover of Crazy, not the Gnarls Barkley, but the Patsy Cline. There's a cover by the band called The Kills, and it's available on one of those iTunes exclusive albums. Anyway, as far as I know, I think it's the only cover that The Kills have ever recorded. So if you would play it, that would be great. Or find another cover by The Kills. That would be great. I would just really like to hear The Kills on Coverville. All right. Hope you're doing well, and take care, man. Bye.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry?
for trying. I'm crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. Crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Hello, Coverville. This is Brian, the regular guy from regularguycolumn.com. Thank you, Brian, so much for the Go-Go's cover story. That was fantastic. The Go-Go's were the first concert I ever saw, and that leaves quite an impression on a then 12-year-old young boy. It was so cool to hear the mix of the covers that they had done and some new versions of their songs. So thank you for that. I think it was a great call and something that I really appreciated. And I wondered if you could then indulge one of my other great loves and could play Too Much Joy's Starry Eyes. It was originally by the Records, I think back in the early to mid 80s, and then Too Much Joy, which you featured on the Seasons in the Sun cover story, they kind of reinvented it to kind of tell the story of some of their lead troubles over the year. I think it's a pretty fun story once you learn the learn what's behind the redone lyrics. So if you could do that, that would be great. But thanks again for the Go-Go's cover story and all the other ones, and keep up the great work. Bye.
from the album Mutiny, which came out in 1992. That is Too Much Joy with their cover of the record's Starry Eyes. That's actually one of those songs that I heard as a cover way before I realized that it was a cover. And love that version right there by Too Much Joy. Picked up the entire Mutiny album just for that song and then picked up all their older stuff, which I really got into. Too Much Joy. Going out to Brian, the regular guy. Before that, Crazy, the Patsy Cline Crazy, covered by The Kills from an iTunes exclusive EP, something you can only get on iTunes. Make sure you go pick that up. That is going out to Tony in Hollywood. Thank you, Tony, for suggesting that one. And then we start off that set with Erica Rose from the brand new album Pretend I'm Fur. Thanks to the label for sending that one over. Her cover of the Bee Gees' Tragedy. Well, right now is a great time to go over to the Coverville.com website. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if you fill out the survey, you are in the running to win your share. Yeah, I figure out a better way of saying this. You're in the running to win some of the $500 worth of prizes from Viator.com as well as an iPod Shuffle just for filling out the Coverville survey, telling me who you are, some basic demographic information that we can use to help tailor the show a little bit better to advertisers. Actually, no, let me rephrase that. Help tailor the advertisers a little better for the show. The show's fine. Coverville's fine. It's the advertisers we need to tailor, right? So check out the Coverville survey. It's right now going on Coverville. On the right side, you'll find a link. Click that link. Give me some of your information, and you're on your way. Okay, last set here. Moving forward, the cover, it's another one of these back-to-back things because I got requests for both of these versions, and if I played one and not the other, then I'd be in trouble. So, a couple covers of Beyoncé's Single Ladies, done in two different styles. Let's go ahead and get to the first one by a group called Grand Atlantic. I love this. This is great. Here's Grand Atlantic with their brand new cover of Single Ladies.
Oh, see I'm the one you own. If you don't, you'll be alone and like a ghost. I'll be gone. I'm the single lady.
Hi, Brian. This is Kirby from the Boston area, actually Milton, Mass. I just finished listening to the Pete Seeger show, and I want to congratulate you. That was probably the best one ever. Very, very enjoyable. I have to tell you that when our kids were small, we were living in the Poughkeepsie area, not too far from where Pete Seeger lived, and they went to an elementary school, and one way or the other, Pete Seeger was invited and accepted a gig at the grammar school and came in and played for the kids. And my wife was the head of the PTA at the time, so she was the one that had to greet him when he arrived, and I came along with her. And when we got there, he escorted me to the back of his car and opened it up and said, "Would you mind carrying my banjo?" So I guess I was a roadie for Pete Seeger. Anyway, keep up the good work. That was just one of the best ever. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All you single ladies.
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 All you single ladies. Now put your hands up. Up in the club, we just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you're gonna trip, cause another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention. I cried my tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad at me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he won it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he won it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Greetings, Brian and citizens of Coverville. This is Matt from the Doble Dork Meter podcast, and I had a request to put in. I was watching the season finale for Chuck this season, and they had this great, I guess what you would call it a montage or great moment in it where they played Mr. Roboto, and it's been kind of stuck in my head since I watched it. So I got to ask if there's any really great covers of Mr. Roboto. That's about it. So take it easy, keep up the great work, and keep on casting. All right, bye.
A secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and somewhere to hide to keep me alive. Just keep me alive. Somewhere to hide to keep me alive. I'm not a robot without emotion. Not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero, I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control. Beyond my control. We all need control. I need control. We all need control. I am the modern man who hides behind a mask. No one else can see my true identity. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Thank you very much, oh Mr. Roboto, for doing the jobs that nobody wants to. Thank you very much, oh Mr. Roboto, for helping me escape just when I needed to. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I want to thank you. Please, thank you.
That is Mr. Roboto by request, going out to Matt from the Double Dork Meter podcast. Great suggestion there. Well, I guess it wasn't a suggestion for that version, but he suggested a cover of Mr. Roboto. That is Adam and Keith, an unreleased track from 2005, a cover there of Mr. Roboto. Played that way back on show 190, and so I'm happy to bring it back out again for another play. Before that, you heard Single Ladies by McCarthy Trenching. Just came out this year. This is a free download that you can get from the Team Love library. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can go download your free version of that song. Basically, the Team Love library is a website that puts up a bunch of free songs every month. Very cool. Before that, you heard another version of Single Ladies, another free download, this time from Grand Atlantic. They're making that available on their Talk FM page, I believe it is. Anyway, there'll be a link in the show notes, or there is a link in the show notes to that one as well. Last FM, that's where it is. Last FM, Grand Atlantic, their cover of Single Ladies. Also, another free download for you to go grab. And one of those was a request that came from the Coverville forums from Niall, the Team Love Library, the McCarthy Trenching version. The other one came from Siler. Yes, Siler from Heroes. Sure. All right. Tina is joining me here in the Coverville studios for a little Musically Challenged.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Anything you want to say before we get into it?
No.
All right, then. Let's not waste any time. Here's Toyota Boy with another Musically Challenged movie edition.
Musically Challenged. Movie title edition.
Oh, movie title edition.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina.
Hey, Toyo Boy. Good. How are you doing?
I decided to come up with yet another theme for Musically Challenged. I'm going to be playing five songs, but they aren't all from the same movie. Each song will have the title of the movie and the song or song title. So try to name the movie, and if you'd like, name the artist that performed the song. Pretty straightforward, right? Let's do a test run. So if I were to play this song, you would of course say Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Of course.
Ah, yes, Kenny Loggins, the movie soundtrack king of the 80s. Anyway, here we go. Song number one.
I think you were hoping that Kenny Loggins' track was one of the one of the ones we had to get.
Well, that'd be great because I knew it.
All right, let's see what you got. Number one here.
Don't tease us.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what you see.
I'll sit back and let you have this one, Tina.
I don't know the name of it. I don't know.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's Lamal, who is the lead singer of?
I don't know.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Okay.
And his theme song to The Neverending Story.
Oh.
Which,
okay.
Strangely enough, had a sequel. Explain that.
Yeah. Gosh, I saw that movie ages ago.
Yep. All right, let's get to number two.
Song number two.
Temptation. Frustration, it's getting hard to understand. Inflation, stagnation, problems surrounding modern man. Big city, no pity, it's just a thing you can't erase.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay, well the song, the group there is definitely Fee Waybill and the Tubes. What the heck was that movie? Was that the one about the drug dealers? No. There was something more mainstream. Golly, what the heck was that?
It kind of reminds me of like Weird Science type of a movie.
It was an 80s movie, and I remember I want to even say that they were a band who appeared in the movie. Like they appeared, was it Xanadu?
No, that was not Xanadu, I can guarantee
it. Well, I know
it.
That wasn't, you know that wasn't the movie Xanadu, though, is what you're saying. Okay. man, I'm trying to remember. They performed as a band in the movie, and I think that was the song from it.
You know what it reminded me of is the movie with Kevin Bacon, where he was he directed a video.
Oh yeah, yeah, The Big Picture.
The Big Picture.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be my guess because I have no clue.
Okay.
Song number three.
Wow.
No clue.
That's a slice of 80s goodness, isn't it?
They all are.
Yeah, they are. Golly, that sounded like a subdued Sammy Hagar, but I don't think it was. I had no idea on that one. That might be the first time I've ever heard that song. Big old question mark drawing on the post-it note for number three. Okay, number four.
Song number four.
I only knew you for a while. I never saw your smile till it was time to go away. We'll always be together, however far it seems.
I think I just talked about this movie last week or a couple weeks ago. Any guesses before I...
Oh, is that Hot Spot?
No, it was not the Hot Spot with Jennifer Connelly.
yeah, I have no idea.
That is Together in Electric Dreams, which was Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakey from The Human League. And it was a movie about a computer that falls in love with its owner.
Oh, that's right.
And this thing, I swear to God, in the 80s, I couldn't turn on HBO without that movie being on. And I'm trying to think, Virginia Madsen, it's funny you mentioned The Hotspot, because I think Virginia Madsen was in this movie as well as The Hotspot. I think she was in Electric Dreams as the love interest. I'll have to look that up while the next song is going.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Okay, let's get to the next one.
Song number five. With all this succeed, like a dying is for more. The streets are on fire, never seen it before. It's like Persona,
electric guitar. Oh my God, what is that?
It almost... Wayne and... It was a Saturday Night Live people.
Garth and Wayne.
Wayne
and,
yeah, that movie.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. That's gonna be my guess.
Okay. Almost sounds like it's one. It's definitely one of those montage songs where they're showing the main character. For whatever reason, I'm thinking of thinking of the Karate Kid. But I know that one's you're the best around.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's get to the answers on that one.
Song number one is Never Ending Story by Lamal, otherwise known as Christopher Hamill. He was also the lead singer of Kaja Goo Goo with such songs as Too Shy. Song number two is Gonna Get It Next Time by The Tubes. You can hear it in the song, them singing Modern Problems.
Modern Problems.
Movie starring Chevy Chase. This song was never released as digital format. You can only find it on vinyl. You might recognize The Tubes with such songs as She's a Beauty. Song.
And I'm pretty sure that it was The Tubes in... I'm going to pull that one up, too, in Xanadu. That scene when they're in the... I know I'm going to narrow it down. In that scene where in the roller skating rink...
At the beginning or end of the movie?
I think at the end of the movie.
Okay.
They are the rock singer that's battling with the disco singers.
Oh, yeah. I think it is them.
Yeah. I know that that's The Tubes. Okay. I know that that's Fee Wabel and The Tubes. All right.
Number three is Strange Brew by Ian Thomas. This is perhaps the only SCTV skit that ever made it to a movie. Ian's not really a famous musician, however, he is the younger brother to Dave Thomas. I wonder why he got hired to do the song for this movie.
I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Song number four is Together in Electric Dreams by Phil Oakley. You may know Phil Oakley as lead singer and frontman to Human League, with such songs as Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Oh, Secret of My Success.
Song number five is Secret of My Success by Night Ranger.
Night Ranger. I'm sorry, that cracks me up. Another perennial HBO favorite. You know, when they've got a 2-hour block to fill, let's trot out Michael J. Fox and The Secret of My Success.
Yeah, you know, it's been on lately.
What's that?
The Secret of My Success.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I haven't watched it, otherwise maybe I would have gotten it.
You might have, yeah. Yes, and it's the montage where he's building his company, and it is a montage scene. Oh my God, all right.
Remember Night Ranger with such songs as Sister Christian.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say.
Well, hope you had fun. I gotta run. See ya.
Thanks, Toy Boy. No. What do all these?
Still here? Oh. It's over. Go home. Go.
I know that Ferris, one.
Yeah, a little Ferris Bueller at the end there. I was gonna say, no. What do all these films have in common?
Made in the '80s.
They're all in HBO right now. If you go turn on HBO. All right, and that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville, a nice extended edition of the All Request Show. If you want to get in touch with me, it is very easy. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 206-222-COVER, or visit coverville.com for the forums and the show notes, where you can post comments, chat with other listeners, and rate each and every song you heard on tonight's show. We'll be back on Thursday night with yet another cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and thanks to you, Tina.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, Cashfly, let's write that down, .com.